Radio.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at HigherAscent.com.
ForRadio.com.
This is ForRadio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And today we are here and we are doing our first show on ForRadio called the For Fitness Empowerment Call. So we have online with us today, my name is Maria DiGiovanni, and I am CEO of For International, and we have one of our top people in our organization, and that is our beautiful Marie Walford. Marie, are you there? Hello, Marie, are you there? We may be having some technical difficulties. Hold on one moment, and we'll be right back.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Thank you, and welcome back to For Radio. Marie, are you with us now?
I am here.
Okay, thank you so much. I don't know what happened, but we'll go ahead and start
We're having a storm here today, so that could be, I don't know.
Very interesting. Here in Southern California, we're having a beautiful, clear day. So why don't you go ahead and open us up in an opening prayer, Marie?
All right, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the things that you do for us, the things that you've done already, and the things yet to come. Lord, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory for all you do. In your holy name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And I am so excited to be here. Again, this is our For Fitness Empowerment radio show that we are doing now for our ambassadors and our ambassador coaching. We're getting more and more ambassadors coming in, and we want to be able to go ahead and make sure that we give them the fitness, health, and wellness programs that they need. Right now, we're focusing on our beautiful ambassador, our Miss U.S. ambassador for PTSD, and that is Marie Waldrop. Marie, I'm sure that you have shared in your lifestyle journal, so why don't you share with the audience what a lifestyle journal is so they can understand, so they can start making their own lifestyle journal, and go ahead and share what you shared in yours this week.
Well, a lifestyle journal is where you write down everything you eat and drink, anything that you put in your mouth, even gum and candy, whether it's a mint or Tic Tac or whatever, anything that's, you have to write down everything, and it helps keep you accountable to where your calories and the sugar, et cetera, comes from. And this week, yesterday I had a protein shake and for breakfast, and that's the way I usually start my morning. And then I'll have a snack, a piece of string cheese and some grapes, and then I'll have a lunch. It can be a deli wrap, which consists of 3 ounces of deli turkey wrapped, rolled up into the romaine lettuce, and I'll eat that for lunch, and then I can have another snack if I desire, which I usually have a handful of almonds, and then have a nice little dinner. And if I'm still hungry before I go to bed, have another snack, which you can have a cup of yogurt.
Okay. Now, how are you doing when it comes to nutrition? And you've got a few things that are new on your plate when it comes to nutrition, no pun intended there. That's funny. But you do have some new things that you are putting in your toolbox when it comes to nutrition. So when it comes to the lifestyle journal, do you focus on nutrition, and what are you learning about nutrition this week?
Well, it's really about the portion size and, you know, everything in moderation. If you overdo anything, you're going to mess up, you know. But I am having to eat more protein and less carbs to help. You know, I'm in the process of going through surgery to reduce my stomach, and I've got to eat a different way.
And let's say we were talking about this on our conference calls. We have just moved to the platform of the radio since we're learning so much. And Marie, you making the choices that you're making to walk through this, I think it is pretty important that we share it with the world, since you are a voice to promote action, and it is a very strong voice indeed. But your testimony of walking through what you're walking through is a very big deal. And why don't you share again with the audience, because now that we're live on the air, I would like for you to share with the audience a little bit about your personal testimony, and then we will get into the exercise portion of where we're going. But go ahead and start with what choices you've made, because all of this has made an impact, and it is the reason why we've gone to this platform.
Well, at one point in my life, I had gained up to 406 pounds, and then I had lost 100, and then I've been trying for the last couple of years to go below that, and I've just been struggling. And I've also been getting hernias, recurrent hernias in different places in my abdomen, and having to have surgery at least once a year to repair a hernia. And so I've decided that since it's obviously my weight that's causing those, that I would have this procedure done. Plus, I have issues with rheumatoid arthritis and fibromyalgia, and it impacts and puts a lot of pressure on my knees. And I'm having a lot of trouble with my left knee. So I've decided that if I can get this under control, and this is simply just a tool. It's not a quick fix on anything, because I still have got to work hard as far as exercise and eating healthy to get the weight off. It's just a tool to help me reach my goal.
ForRadio.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
ForRadio.com.
And we are back on air. Marie, are you with us?
I am. I don't know what's going on.
That's okay. No problem. Go ahead. And right now we were talking about our four fashion sponsor and how they are helping us move forward with everything that you're doing in your fitness, wellness, and health. And so why don't you share with our audience about our sponsor, Four Fashions, and what you are doing to help promote all of our e-boutiques under this umbrella.
we're very thankful for Fashions and what they do to help empower women and to help promote the things that we do. They raise money for all of our charities of choice. And my charity of choice is the Heart of Hope Foundation and The Pledge.
Very good. And one of the things that we are doing, too, is there's a portion of the proceeds that are going to help Marie get through what she is going through financially, because it is a very large bill at the end of the day. So go ahead and go look at what we're doing at fourfashions.com and see what we're all – go ahead and shop MK Collab. And for every three boutiques that are opened up because of Marie, that income that comes into those boutiques are going back right to her. So if we can support her, let's do that right now. And now we will come back and go ahead, Marie. Why don't you share a little bit about after the surgery and what you're doing with the procedure before we go on to the exercises. There's a huge procedure happening in your life and when it comes to making this choice. And why don't you share a little bit about this past week, what you have done. This is our basically the first week that you've been going and getting organized with the procedure that you're going to go forward with. So why don't you share what this past week has been like in practically walking through this choice in case there are other people that are going to make this choice that you are making.
It's a little bit stressful, but I think it will be worth it. I mean, I guess every procedure is stressful, but you have to be medically supervised, be put on a medically supervised weight loss program by your primary care for several months, and you have to pass psychological evaluation, so you have to go see a psychiatrist, and then you have to take a nutrition class from a registered dietitian, and then you have to go to a support group, and you have to go through a sleep study, and if you're on a CPAP already, you have to get them to download your current printout of how your sleep study's been going, and then you have to do an upper GI. And since I have a hernia, I've got to go get a contrast and drink it 3 hours prior to having the test done, and of course, no food the day of the test and everything, and driving to the place where I have to go is an hour and a half plus each way.
Wow.
So it's very tiring. And then you have to, I can't remember if I said you have to do an upper GI. I think I did. But then you have to, be cleared medically by your primary care. And then you have to pass a cardiac clearance as well.
Wow, that's a lot of stuff.
But plus, if they want you to lose X amount of weight prior as well. So, you need to lose at least 25-plus pounds beforehand as well.
And then that's what brings us into, I'm actually going to go into the mental wellness part before we go into the exercise, because you both know we need a lot of help with the exercise part, but the mental wellness part, I think you have been thinking about this for how many years now? Have you been thinking and contemplating this?
I guess overall it's probably been 3 or 4 years.
Okay. So I think mentally you're pretty prepared for this, but the stress part, you said that this is all very stressful for you. Let me ask you a question, because mental wellness is a big part of what it is that you're going to be going through. So I want to ask you, at the end of the day, when you get all stressed out because of what you are going through, do you ever stop and balance it out to this level of stress that you are going through now?
I usually find some way to get balanced out, whether it's listening to music or watching, you know, a movie or something, you know.
So what's a good way to mentally, go ahead.
I was going to say, if you don't, then you carry it that with you to bed, and then you just don't sleep, because that's all that's repeating over in your mind, you know.
Right. So what other tools can you give the audience that they can use to balance out without being destructive, you know what I mean? Because we all can pop a pill and be very destructive. So what other tools do you have, right? What other tools do you have that we can use to balance out when we do get stressed out? It's because mental wellness is huge when it comes to our physical health. So what tools?
It's kind of, you know, goes hand in hand with exercise, because exercise can help you balance out mentally. If it's just a short little walk, you know, 20 minutes, that can help balance you out, you know, because
that helps with
your breathing and everything in rhythm, you know.
Right, which brings us full circle towards the closing of our show, and that is the exercise. So go ahead and share. When I say exercise to you, and I want you to be very honest, when I say, Marie, you have to exercise, what's the first thing that goes through your mind when you say, when I say that to you?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Okay. Now, how can we change that thought, which combines the mental wellness and exercise? How do we change that thought?
Well, it's something that I know that I need to do. But when you deal with chronic pain all the time, you always let that be a crutch, but you don't, I mean, you've got to change that thinking, really, because if you build muscle around your tissues, your joints and stuff like that, that will alleviate the pain, you know, that'll help take a lot of the stress and pain away from my joints, and I need to stay more focused on that, you know, build muscle, less pain, you know.
Exactly. And no, that should be a bumper sticker. More muscle,
less pain.
And you know what? I think that's something we should put on the Four Fitness website or Facebook page, that, you know, that really makes a huge difference, because you're absolutely right. So why don't we go ahead and close up, and actually, why don't we set some goals for next week and for the audience, and we're going to name this The Beginning of It All. We're going to change the name of the show to The Beginning of It All, as far as this Four Fitness Empowerment Call. So we'll put it on our archives, and when you are going to start your Four Fitness program, you're going to go to The Beginning of It All. So go ahead, Maureen, give us a goal that you're going to do, because you know what you have to do to prepare for your next appointment because of the choices that you've made. So what are your goals for this week, and what goals can you give to your audience on what they can do to make small steps in learning to love to exercise? So your goals, and then what can you give to our audience?
Is to make sure that I walk at least 20 minutes every day. That is my goal.
Okay.
Now, if you have a stationary bike, it takes pressure off of your body by doing that, and you're getting the exercise that you need. And I was told that by my primary care, you know, since I don't have a pool to get in. Of course, they don't know how to swim. But anyway, so she said to, you know, get on a stationary bike and do that at least 20, 30 minutes every day, and that will help build the muscle that you need in your around your joints and stuff, and you're getting that exercise in. So, but if you can't do any of those at the present moment, just walk, because walking is one of the best exercises that you can do.
Very good. The other thing too is, if you can't swim, because a lot of us don't know how to swim, just going into the pool, especially if your
mm-hmm.
joints hurt, just going into the pool and doing running in the pool or walking in the pool is really a good thing too. So go ahead, Marie. Why don't you go ahead and close us out in prayer, and we will see everybody next week at 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 p.m. Eastern time next week.
Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the show and the things that you're going to do for us. And we look forward to the progress that's yet to come. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In your holy name I pray. Amen.
For radio.com.